Live, this is WLND Signal Mountain, Chattanooga.
Health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, a production of Whitfield Media Group, with your hosts, Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World, and Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor.
It's Sunday, May 8th, 2022, broadcasting from the Vascular Institute studio. Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial 98.1 The Lake. And thank you for joining us. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World here in Chattanooga. And normally joining me is Dr. Christopher Green, board certified doctor, CHI Memorial. He's on a little trip this weekend, so we are here and happy to have Sean Whitfield. Welcome, Sean.
Hey, good morning, Ed. I think, you know, all of us can use a little bit of a recharge, and I guess that's what Dr. Green's doing this weekend.
Yeah, he's smarter than I am because I tend to push myself. He pushes very hard also, but he is, you know, taking those breaks that a lot of super producers do, and it is a life-saving. And I just am not that, I won't say even disciplined. I just kind of like my routine, and I do work way too much, but I love what I do. Lovely that it feeds my heart to empower people with information that may help them to be healthier. It's a balancing act. I do many, many things, you know, very correctly, and I do a few that simply not. I am, you know, we all work on ourselves as we live, and life is, for me, it's actually, you know, a curriculum. It's a lesson, and I'm trying to balance as best I can. And, you know, and like I've talked about my Oura Ring with sleep, and I have all these things in place, and I'm not super directed by them, but they're utilized for me to make better decisions day to day.
Mandy Livingston, I know you've met her before. You may not know her very well, but she co-hosts Your Home Radio with me. And by listening to you here on Vital Health Radio, she invested in one of those Oura Rings. And it's had it about 2 months, and she is just full of information now.
Well, if you utilize the breakdown and what the Oura Ring is, of course, I wear it every night and all day, and it is 97% as accurate as medical equipment to test your REM sleep, deep sleep, light sleep, no sleep. The Fitbits are, to me, very, very worthless. They're just doing monitoring of your motions, and that doesn't work that well. But what I've done is I've put together a plan somewhat, because when I don't sleep well and when I do sleep well, then I try to go back to my memory of the previous day. What did I eat? How did I perform? Did I work? Did my mind work too late in the evening? What supplement did I take? Did I go without food too long? Hey, you can create a pattern of real truth when you can sit down. It doesn't take 3 minutes every day, which I did before the show this morning, Sean. I looked at why last night was not my best night, and my pulse rate stayed up till about 12:30. It was my normally pulse rate's 52. It was up to about 70. So what do? I go back and say, wonder why. Well, I did this same thing earlier in the week. I ate over at Jonathan's, and when I go to Jonathan's in Eastridge, I really like it. I always get the same thing. I always get bison burger with broccoli on the side, but I've always told him one thing. When I see the word seasoning on any menu, be skeptical, because what that means is it's chemicals. So I've always ordered my bison burger with salt and pepper only, no seasoning. Well, guess what? I didn't order it that way this past Tuesday. So I actually commented to the person I was with. I said, this is the best bison burger I've ever had here. They must have a new chef. Well, no, it wasn't. It was because they sprinkled MSG on it. So I go home. I have a horrible night. Oura Ring says my pulse rate was about 80. Well, of course, MSG, monosodium glutamate, which isn't every seasoning, will do this to many people like myself. It's terrible for your brain. It's addictive chemical, and it makes it taste wonderful, and it's addictive. That's why restaurants use it. But again, it's all about knowing that they're not going to change. They are ignorant to all this conversation, and we have to protect ourselves with good decisions. So right there, the Oura Ring was worth all the $300 I spent, because I can plan, I can see the connection, which I would have never seen without the numbers the next day. So now I know. Again, order it with no seasoning, salt and pepper only.
Will the Oura Ring give you your heart rate?
Yep, heart rate. And it's soon to upgrade to where you can read your oxygen levels, which will be life changing for us at night.
Huh. Where is someone out there listening, where would they find one of these?
On O-U-R-A. Just Google O-U-R-A, Aura Ring, and it will pop right up.
Okay. Interesting. I've certainly heard you speak about it, and it was also interesting to find somebody that I knew that had taken that advice and went out and invested in one, because, you know, somebody's got to be pretty interested or serious in their health if they're willing to invest $300.
Absolutely. And I just highly, if you hear me talk about it, you know, I just think it's money well worth every penny that I've spent. It's been well worth it if you utilize the information. Again, it's kind of like signing up for a gym membership and not going. You know, that doesn't do you any good. Get an Aura Ring and really work at analyzing your data.
Yeah. Well, perhaps you could be like Dr. Green soon, get off to the beach. It seems like, if I recall, Ed, you're a fan of the Daytona, New Smyrna area.
I am, and again, I, you know, fly small airplanes, and it would not be that big a deal to go there, but again, I am who I am.
Well, hopefully you'll get a break here in the near future.
Yeah, I actually am going to. I'm going on a business trip, which will be a break, to Missouri, and I'm very excited. Jordan Rubin, who I've done a podcast with on NutritionW.com. If you go on NutritionW.com and scroll down, it's about regenerative farming. And for honestly, I knew a little bit about it because there's a special documentary movie I spoke about many times called The Biggest Little Farm. And it was about a couple who bought some barren land and in 4 years turned it into an amazing synchronicity farm that has perfect balance between everything from insects to predators to soil to worms. This is the future of the health of this world and the health of our physical bodies, because the food produced on that is so much healthier than the foods produced on even organic lands. And I encourage you to go to NutritionW, watch my podcast on regenerative farming. It is a game changer, a true game changer.
I've heard you speak of that here on Vital Health Radio before, and have found that interesting. I'm aware of what you're speaking of, but certainly something I need to do a little more education on.
Well, again, my podcast was quite interesting, but the movie Biggest Little Farm is the best way to actually do this documentary. I'm sure it's on Netflix or something. but I'm excited to go. You know, I continue up and down with my hip. It is an unusual condition where it kind of comes and goes. But again, the people I trust really feel that the diagnosis is a capsulitis. What is that? It's like frozen shoulder, except it's frozen hip. And that is, that's a thing that comes on kind of out of the clear blue, and it goes away on its own. There's not a whole lot you can do about it. And so I'm very positive. And again, I don't know how much you've been following me with the ketamine IV.
I've heard you speak with Dr. Green about that here on the show.
Yeah, I'm continuing that. I'm very, very pleased with the Scenic City company all over there on Shawford Road. I actually did another yesterday, and I purchased six more, so I will be doing at least 12, and it is life-changing. It is only, I'm not recommending it to people, because it is an out-of-the-body experience that if you were not prepared for the amazingly powerful effects of this anesthesia, you could be negative. It could be a negative outcome. I have prepared the last 30 years with meditation, going inward, and doing a lot of personal self-work that has prepared me for a very, very good journey. I'm only doing it partially for the pain. I'm doing it far more for the inner journey, because this is a near-death experience. You go into it, and you are going to have and out of the body experience. I've already had five, and I don't even have words to describe it. That's how life changing. In fact, many people who have death sentences from terminal illness, many of those come to complete peace after one single IV. And this has been going on. It's been using this since 1960. So it's not anything new. It will be the coming thing for people who want to do monitored journeys out of the body.
So you're connected to an IV, is that
IV
correct?
And medical equipment, and they're monitoring, they're watching. There's no one in the room with you. And I'm going to do a podcast probably within the next 2 months of my amazing life-changing experiences with ketamine therapy. PTSD, anxiety, and depression are the number three, top three reasons people do this. But the fourth is for people like me who are kind of a seeker of inner connections and just a bigger picture of within myself of the field, the world, the universe that is. It's like we're born with glasses that are really bad prescriptions. And when, for me, the IV treatment of ketamine got me some new glasses. I now see far clearer within the soul journey than I ever have before.
I know you mentioned that some people could have various side effects. It may not be too pleasant. Is there any other negative side effects that you've experienced?
No, none whatsoever. You do have to have someone drive you, you know, after the treatment. It takes about 2.5 hours to be kind of feeling normal. I'm never 100% normal for 48 hours. I can tell you sitting here with you, Sean, that I still have one toe back in what they call the K world, the K hole, which is ketamine. And it's I'm 90% through that. But it makes me more sensory sensitive. I can feel emotions more. I heard a bird when I walked up this morning that normally I probably would ignore. The water that ran over the little bricks outside. Everything is louder, including joy, but also including sadness. So it is really focusing something into an interesting place.
And you began this process how long ago?
I've done five as of yesterday. And I've always, you know, everything from psychedelic mushrooms to ayahuasca, those have always super intrigued me. But I like monitoring. I don't really want to be in a cave somewhere in Peru throwing something down that I'm unsure of. So the ketamine is my way that's comfortably allowing this to happen.
Now, you are always trying something new and different. What's next?
I will have to wait for that little door to open because I don't have to ask. It will come knocking, and I will assure you I will open that door. So, yes, I will always be that seeker who will try everything. One, for myself, but secondly, that's what I've done my whole life. I mean, how many people have taken the nutrients I have? How many? I do it partially to learn, just to learn.
I figured there was something on your radar that you're looking at and you're thinking, okay, now when am I going to start that project or start that?
Well, not really, because I am covered up right now with the ketamine IV. Okay. It is so, it's so much more than I've ever done. It really is.
That's interesting.
I got a frog in my throat too. Well, guess what? It is time to take a break. When we come back, we're going to be talking about strokes and stroke prevention. That plus more to come as we continue. For Sean Whitfield, I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World. So stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages.
Listen up, Chattanooga. Coming Saturday, June 4th, to the Embassy Suites at Hamilton Place will be the Chattanooga Fitness Expo, presented by Vascular Institute. Bodybuilding and fitness at its best. This is an event that will showcase in competition the best bodies in fitness and bodybuilding. Brought to you by Optimize You, Vascular Institute, and Goals Gym. For tickets and more information, go to ChattanoogaFitnessExpo.com, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
You should feel secure in your home, even when you're not there. ADS Security can do that for you. ADS provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats.
Professional home security installation, 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and 100% wireless.
Automate your home security system to work for you, all from the touch of your smartphone. Choose ADS Security. Find them online at adssecurity.com.
You run your air conditioning one day and the heat the next. If your heating and air unit stops working, call Carter Heating and Air, 423-899-1500, or find them online at carterhvac.com.
Rock 105, your home for Racing Talk Radio, presented by Vascular Institute. Every Monday at 6 p.m., join Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr for the latest news in NASCAR, on and off the racetrack, and, well, some other craziness. Dude, what about all these changes ahead in 2022? We'll break it all down and cover it all. Each week, tune into Racing Talk Radio, presented by Vascular Institute on Rock 105, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
I'm Sean Whitfield.
I'm Matt Davis.
And I'm Darren Johnson.
Join us for a great podcast called Chattanooga Fitness Download.
It's a podcast about healthy living, fitness, exercise, and bodybuilding.
And some other craziness as well.
You can expect many great guests and a lot of fascinating stories.
Find Chattanooga Fitness Download at your favorite podcast location.
Click the subscribe button for all future podcasts.
Also, follow us on Instagram and Facebook.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
The Vascular Institute of Chattanooga is the area's only comprehensive endovascular vascular specialty center dedicated to critical limb disease with a special focus on amputation prevention. The staff of experts provides complete medical assessment, therapies, and procedures with on-site surgical interventions if needed. Appointments and new patients are now being accepted at the Vascular Institute of Chattanooga. For more information, visit Vascular Institute of Chattanooga.
Hi, I'm Mandy Livingston from Your Home Radio on 98.1 The Lake. Attention all ladies, listen up. Are you feeling tired, loss of energy, weight gain, or low sex drive? Then your hormone levels might be low. I've got the solution for you. Optimize You Chattanooga is a hormone optimization center that specializes in hormone replacement therapy. They changed my life and they can change yours. Find them online at optimizeyouchattanooga.com.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free Audacity app to your smartphone or tablet and keep us tuned in each Sunday morning right here on 98.1 The Lake. I am Ed Jones, normally with my buddy and partner, Dr. Christopher Green, but he's on a little trip of rest and relaxation, so we have Sean Whitfield. But today we're going to be having a very important conversation. I've been in, you know, hearing people's health and watching it for 43 years in Nutrition World, those people who, you know, pursue the more nutritional approaches. And stroke is something that is, we all see the effects of it. It is devastating, and I tell a lot of my clients who are trying to have better health, you know, I don't really fear like things like heart attack much or other stuff. The stroke is the part that I do fear probably the most if I had a fear thing, because it can be so devastating to the future quality of our life. And yet we can still, if we live through it, we're just going to have to manage it. Well, today we have an expert on strokes, some good steps to prevent hopeful strokes, and Dr. Shaw with CHI Memorial. Welcome to Vital Health Radio.
Thank you so much. Hey, good morning, everyone, and thank you for having me on your show.
Well, you know, again, like I said, visibly, people understand what it looks like a stroke effects, but what actually is a stroke? How does that work in the body?
How the stroke defined as it's a kind of abrupt disruption of like the blood flow to the brain. It can be two. There are two types of stroke. One is called ischemic stroke due to lack of blood flow in the brain, and one is a hemorrhagic stroke due to rupture of the blood vessel in the brain. The ischemic stroke is more common. Usually, 85% of the stroke are we call ischemic stroke due to lack of blood flow, and another 10 to 15% strokes are hemorrhagic stroke. It has very sudden onset of symptoms, usually fast in onset with rapid loss of neurological function, and very few strokes can slowly progress, but most of the strokes are rapid loss of neurological function.
Yeah, so what keeps us going and what's helped us our whole life, basically the fuel was shut off to a point where it damages those cells, and obviously most of the time it's a permanent damage. Doesn't mean you don't recover and you can still manage, but there's some brain cells that die. Is that exactly right?
So yeah, so our brain does not have any oxygen reservoir. So what happens as soon as you have a loss of blood flow, you don't get oxygen in the brain. And as soon as you don't get oxygen, your brain cells and neurons die. And every minute your brain cells does not get oxygen or blood flow, like around 1.9 million neurons die every minute. So that's why the time is the most essential part when it comes to the stroke.
Wow, that's pretty significant numbers. What are some of the risk factors that people maybe have thought of and maybe not thought of at a certain age that they should be considering that maybe they could help fix or lower the risk of this significantly? That's just good common sense. What would be some of those?
Sure. Hey, thank you for asking that question. That's so important question, right? Prevention is the best treatment for the stroke, and up to 80% of the stroke may be prevented. So usually the high blood pressure, smoking, high cholesterol, overweight, those are some of the risk factors for the stroke. So controlling high blood pressure is particularly important because it's such a key risk factor for the stroke. And even further, to lower the risk of the stroke, you can take the following like steps, like get regular screening of high blood pressure with your primary care doctor. If you have high blood pressure, control it through diet, physical activity, if needed, medication, as per your primary care doctor. Do not smoke, and also avoid secondhand smoke as well. And currently, the vaping is so popular, but vaping has also such an increased risk of stroke and other heart disease as well. Reduce the sodium intake, increase your physical activity at least 30 minutes a day for 4 to 5 days a week. You can avoid cholesterol, high fatty diet. So those are the things that you can do that's in your control to avoid the stroke. There are some non-modifiable risk factors like age, genetics, which you do not have much control, but you can definitely control the other risk factors.
Well, that's great information. And of course, you know, COVID to me has been such a gift on so many levels, one of which is it truly has educated all the public or most of the listening public to the fact that the weaker and more malnourished and the unhealthier habits we have doesn't cause one disease. It causes the whole train to run off the tracks. And so it is still going back to something that wasn't heard before, which is putting a plan together to age gracefully in a very optimal way. And that requires a PLAN, a plan, exercise. I believe in omega-3 fatty acids, drinking enough water, all sleeping well, and all the other things you talked about. So again, it goes back to we've lost common sense on how to take care of this amazing, marvelous human machine that we have. And many people, especially men, think of their bodies like a Ford F-150 truck. I'm going to run it till it breaks down, and I'm going to take it to the garage. Sorry, that doesn't work most of the time. And so I think so many more physicians now are looking at more of a holistic wellness approach. And again, like you said, 80% of strokes are probably preventable. I said earlier in the show, we rent these bodies. There will be a day that something's going to take me and everyone else out. Can't stop everything, but we certainly can hopefully delay it at a certain point. I know one of the things I read that about you, there's an acronym for how do you recognize a stroke. And I'd seen it before, but we got to talk about that because it's such good common sense. Because again, you know, people have all kinds of symptoms and they need to be aware of, is this something significant or is this just heartburn? So what are that acronym for recognizing a stroke?
Sure. So what we kind of teach community and the providers is to recognize a stroke is so important, right? Then only once a patient comes to hospital, then only we can start providing the treatment. And there are such an advanced treatment available now, which were not available in the past. But again, all the stroke treatment is contingent to the times. It's a time-sensitive treatment. So the earlier and the faster you come to the hospital, that's very important. In order to do that, it's important to recognize the stroke symptoms. So it's called BFAST, that acronym. Is a B for balance. If you have sudden loss of balance or dizziness, E for eyes. If you have sudden loss of vision loss or loss of peripheral vision, blurry vision, F for face, that you feel a sudden drooping of the one side of the face. A for arm, that arm or leg, if you have a sudden onset of weakness or numbness on one side of the arm or leg. S for speech, if you have difficulty speaking, understanding, confusion, that's also a sudden onset. And the important thing, as we discussed, is T is time, right? Time to call 911 and to bring your family member or yourself to the hospital in that situation. Because after that, every minute you wait, you can potentially lose like 2 million neurons every minute.
Absolutely. That's such great common sense advice, because none of us want to go just because it's a minor heartburn, but then we don't want to die because we've ignored other symptoms. That's a perfect way to evaluate it. Let me ask the question that I always like to ask, which is, where are we with someone sitting there at Jason's Deli and they feel like four of these symptoms just came on? Do they take aspirin if they have it in their pocket, or where are we with that opinion now?
So when it comes to stroke, it's challenging, right? You cannot tell just from the symptoms, right? It's a heart attack, it's a different thing that, hey, you take aspirin. But in a stroke, you can have either kind of a stroke, right? As we discussed, it could be ischemic stroke or could be hemorrhagic stroke, right? And if you have hemorrhagic stroke, then taking aspirin doesn't help. It's actually make it worse because it can increase the risk of bleeding in your brain. Mm-hmm. So usually we advise that come to the hospital right away. In that situation, taking aspirin is not advisable because you can have either kind of a stroke. So we usually, as soon as they come to the hospital, in next 5 minutes, we take them down for a CT scan of their brain to make sure whether they have a hemorrhage or not. And depending on that, it goes to two different pathways, the management. If it's a hemorrhagic stroke, it's a completely different pathway of management. And ischemic stroke is a completely different pathway. Of course, the risk factors remain the same for both of those strokes. Of course, in some additional risk factors for hemorrhagic stroke and ischemic stroke as well. But that's why I think it's important to just come to the hospital to get it evaluated first.
Well, that's good advice. Now, did you say earlier 15% of strokes are hemorrhagic and 85% are the non-clotting?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Yeah. I just wonder how many of that 15% are already on blood thinners that may have increased that risk of a hemorrhagic. And we don't know that, but I'm just curious, what is your feeling?
Yeah, there are, in that 15%, right, maybe around, I don't know exact number on top of my mind, but there are around maybe 3-4% people might be on the blood thinner when they come to the hospital. It, of course, in that age, also the fall risk increase, so there is a fall hemorrhage in the brain as well, which all those people can be also on the blood thinner, and that can definitely increase the risk of hemorrhage. But we put the risk versus benefit because the blood thinner is very important in some situation to prevent the ischemic stroke, as we know, which are 85% of the stroke. So you have to put the risk and balance in those situations. But now the newer blood thinner that has come out that has shown less and less risk of bleeding compared to the older blood thinners in the market. So, but yeah, there are around 3-4% people who come with hemorrhage might be on the blood thinner.
Thank you for that. And so for people to learn more or to take another step toward, figuring out their own system and body with professionals like yourself, where would they need to go? Where would that information be?
So you can learn more about this information on chmemorial.org/neurology/stroke in that. And you can also always call our neurology department in hospital. That number is 423-495. I forgot the number, sorry.
That's all right. They can look it up on the website, I'm sure.
Yeah. 423-206-4140 or 423-206-9480.
That's perfect. Perfect, Dr. Shaw. Well, thank you for all that wonderful and potentially life-saving information. Please come by Nutrition World if you're ever in the area and holler at me. I'd love to meet you in person. And that acronym, I'm going to use that. I'm going to post it as real beautiful the way it was put together, and certainly help further educate people to that. So appreciate your time and effort this morning, and we are, I'm sure, going to be talking to you in a few more months to keep people up on this. Well, it is time to take a break. When we come back, we'll be talking about more about all the good stuff with health and some of the crazies with me. So for Dr. Christopher Green, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Corder each Saturday at 9 a.m. for On the Move Radio, presented by Carter Heating and Air on 98.1 The Lake. A radio show about all things Chattanooga. A production of Whitfield Media Group.
Ugh, I am stressed beyond belief.
What's wrong, honey?
Just life, bills, gas prices, everything. Looks like we aren't going to get that vacation again this year.
Why not? We can just take your gold and sell it to Rick Davis.
Hey, that's a pretty good idea.
Yep, Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds pays top prices for gold.
Yay, we can finally take that trip to Jamaica like we always wanted to.
Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, helping you get away for a little while. Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, 5301 Brainerd Road.
Listen up, Chattanooga. Coming Saturday, June 4th, to the Embassy Suites at Hamilton Place will be the Chattanooga Fitness Expo, presented by Vascular Institute. Bodybuilding and fitness at its best. This is an event that will showcase in competition the best bodies in fitness and bodybuilding. Brought to you by RCL3, Texas Roadhouse, and People's Home Equity. For tickets and more information, go to ChattanoogaFitnessExpo.com, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Got Medicare questions? Call 423-777-5577.
I know a girl with sparkling eyes, a superhero in disguise, and we call her Medicare Miss D. Those things that keep you up at night, so many choices, which one's right? That's when you call Medicare Miss D. Stack of books she reads, with all the others she takes leave, and we call her Medicare Miss D. The Federal Government Association, she's got no affiliation, and we call her Medicare Miss D.
423-777-5577. That's 423-777-5577.
I'm Sean Whitfield.
I'm Matt Davis.
And I'm Darren Johnson.
Join us for a great podcast called Chattanooga Fitness Download.
It's a podcast about healthy living, fitness, exercise, and bodybuilding.
And some other craziness as well.
You can expect many great guests and a lot of fascinating stories.
Find Chattanooga Fitness Download at your favorite podcast location.
Click the subscribe button for all future podcasts.
Also, follow us on Instagram and Facebook,
a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones, normally with my partner, Dr. Green, but he is taking some downtime, and we're here with Sean again. I just showed Sean my crazy TikTok video. I've got about 2.3 million views, and it has to do with working out. And if you're on TikTok, Ed Jones 63 is how you would view it. And I enjoy doing it. Many people are not on it. A lot of people are. I feel it's a very valuable platform for humor, learning, unwinding the brain at night. It can be addictive, and you have to watch it because everything usually is less than 60 seconds. So it certainly feeds into our ADD brain a little bit. I just showed him my crazy one I just did, which has about 11,000 views over the past few hours.
One thing that I was wondering about with TikTok, is it something that the sweet spot is 60 seconds? Can it be more? Can it be less?
It can be more, but what I've learned through my analysis is most people like about 32 seconds. So we're trying to keep it about under 40 seconds. And the flipping just one after another, you and it gets an algorithm going of what you like. Yes, there's some garbage on there, but generally, I've learned a tremendous amount about different topics with relationships, heartbreak, working out tremendously. I love TikTok for the classic bodybuilders. Everybody who has any old footage of classic bodybuilders, many of them are posting on TikTok, and you won't find this on YouTube. You will not find it anywhere else. And speaking of that, you know, we certainly have the big contest, about 4 weeks?
4 weeks yesterday.
And that's going to be on June 4th, the Chattanooga Fitness Expo, sponsored by the Vascular Institute and Whitfield Media Group. And tell them a little bit about how this goes. And I've been a fan of fitness and bodybuilders since I was 14 years old. Here I am, 65. I will be there that evening, maybe to walk on stage, maybe not. I'm leaving the door open.
When are we going to get that firm commitment from you?
That morning. I talked to Matt. I went up and visited him at train station, and we had a long conversation. And Matt and I are both on the same page because we both have had some health ups and downs with just one thing. And I told him, I said, I cannot say and commit because I can have some very difficult hip days with struggling. It'd be hard to walk. It'd be hard to do well walking out with a walker, I figured.
Yeah.
Or canes.
Well, you would get a lot of attention because we never had anybody do that before.
Well, and I tend to, as I get older, I'm comfortable with attention. That's why I did that crazy TikTok video of this girl pumping me up with a bicycle pump.
Yeah.
Because some days you just don't feel like it, and I was kind of making humor of that.
I'll share with you about the competition, but first, regarding your video, I know a lot of your videos are serious, a lot of your videos are educational, and then you've got one that's funny and silly. So,
yep.
Folks, you can see a variety of all different types of videos on Ed's TikTok. But the Chattanooga Fitness Expo is presented by Vascular Institute. It's a production of the Whitfield Media Group. It's our second year of holding this event. It's a bodybuilding and fitness competition. And we have a good time with it. It's a little bit different than your typical bodybuilding competition. If you go to what is known as an NPC event, that's a sanctioning body for amateur bodybuilding, it's more in a theater-style setting. So it's a little bit different than ours. Ours is in a ballroom setting. We're at the Embassy Suites at Hamilton Place. We have VIP tables set up. We also have some general admission seats in the back of the ballroom. And it's just a fun evening. It's an event that if you're just into health and fitness, you're going to come and you're going to have a good time. It's a sort of a gala type event. And just being around the world of health and fitness, and it's just a fun evening. I had so many compliments last year after the show. We had our first one. We didn't do everything right last year with the event. Most people had no idea to that. Only people like myself and Tracy Lassar that put this thing together recognize where we could improve. So we've worked on improving those areas that we needed to improve upon, and then continuing to plan to do the things that did work well. And so anyway, check it out at ChattanoogaFitnessExpo.com. That's ChattanoogaFitnessExpo.com for more information.
Yep, lovely, lovely. Looking very forward to it. I will be there one way or the other in a physical presence. So I want to say quickly that at NutritionW.com, if you scroll down to events, and this is something I speak about on an ongoing basis, as we age, and I certainly am a testament to that, even in the field that I'm in, we need to create a team approach to gentle, graceful aging. We rent these bodies, at least in my estimation, they are like a rent-a-car. We're going to turn them in at a certain point. But until that time, I want to have quality. I'm not looking for living to be 90 years old. I want the years I have to be as productive as I possibly can make it. That doesn't happen by luck. We have to create a team, which is not just your general practitioner. Very important to have a good one, but you need other people, maybe body work, maybe emotional work, but also nutrition and a different aspect of health and longevity. Well, under the heading NutritionW.com under events, we are going to be having many events this month. Most of them are already filled up on the calendar, but on May 13th, we're going to have free physical therapy screenings by Summit. We're going to have the CHI Memorial Lung Bus on May 21st. Then on May 23rd, I love the people, Rev. They've been on the show two or three times. Understanding your bioenergetics and how to heal stress, pain, and anxiety. I go to Dr. Matt and his crew downtown every Thursday at 11:30. Another one of my pieces of the puzzle for the emotional health of that I need, and I think many do. We have free facials on May 28th, but that's already booked up. But then we have a great June 20th natural heartburn relief options. And then on June 27th, there's a great doc who invented this thing called Caecilia. And it's an at-home device that you spend about 15 minutes on every evening or morning. And you prop yourself on a lying position. And what it does is realign your neck, your spine, and your hips. And it's one of those things that I know that it would be beneficial to me, and I just haven't pulled the plug on it yet. But some of my other exciting news is that we now have, we actually have three physicians at Nutrition World that are supporting people's health in different ways, one of which is Optimize You. And it is a now, they've been here in town, but they've now moved, and they're open on the lower level for hormone replacement with common sense. That's what this is. Stuff that really works, that is lowering the risk significantly because they know what they're doing, and it's for men and women. Optimize You, and we'll be posting more about that very soon. And then our Ideal Protein diet, it's a diet that's very, very, we've had it for 11 years. It works. Most women lose 2 pounds a week. Most men lose 3. It is a program of every week coming to see us. But one of my most exciting news announcements, which has not come out yet, is there's an amazingly skilled individual, Dr. Brian Johnson. He's got 25 years experience in every aspect of medicine. Will be joining, and not just joining, but partnering with Nutrition World as a integrative physician. And he's going to start seeing patients in June, $89 first visit, and $199, I think, for next visits. Insurance will never pay for this type of counseling information and skills. So he is going to be a game changer for this community.
Many great events.
Yes, yes.
And folks can go to nutritionw.com to make notes if they miss something.
Yes, except for Dr. Johnson's not on there yet. I'm just wanting to tease the community with a great potential that's coming up. You know, one of my, I met someone who is just a true gift in my life, and they have informed me on and on a little bit about the significance of EMFs, electromagnetic fields. And it's something where you plant, I already have the seed planted, but you water the seed in me, and it's going to be a pretty good train running down the track for a long time. And I'm not going to get off of this train track, because electromagnetic fields from our cell phones, to me, are where cigarette smoking was in 1950. There wasn't hardly a doc around who would say that they were unhealthy. In fact, they recommended them in the 50s. Despite total visual common sense, it was not good. It didn't matter. Well, it doesn't mean we're going to eliminate cell phones. It doesn't mean that we're going to outlaw them. We can't. We have to function with electric stuff. But we have to have some common sense. I looked up PubMed right before this show, and that's where all of the mostly respected research is on any topic. And there's 1,250 studies on EMFs and its effects on brain chemicals, brain tumors, cancers. And I use you can see right now, Sean, my cell phone has something called Safe Sleeve on it. Mm-hmm. And it helps to lower, that doesn't mean reduce, the amount of electromagnetic fields that's hitting my head. But the biggest part is I believe in creating a sleep sanctuary. That means removing everything from your bedroom or your bed 5 feet away. Just put it 5 feet away. Mm-hmm. That's it. That will lower at least some of these things. Then you can do a lot more. We're going to have more on this as time goes on, because it is now something very important. I think that there are very few people speaking out enough on this, and we're going to make that change, at least in Chattanooga.
I think you're one of the few that have spoken on this topic. I think there's a lot of people out there listening, unless they're a regular listener to this show, that is not even aware of this. I've heard you speak about it several times. One thing that caught my attention, you were referring to Gun Barrel Road on one of the previous shows, how you had done a little test, mm-hmm. I believe, going down Gun Barrel Road. So, folks, listen up. This is something that you need to probably take serious and learn more about.
Well, and the thing is, you're exposed to it, so you don't feel it, because you be exposed so long to it, this becomes your norm. Mm-hmm. But look at the world with anxiety and depression. That is due to many things, but one of those is an imbalanced brain chemistry. And when I drove down Gun Barrel Road, in fact, the person that really has got me hepped up on this told me about the meter I used. I bought it for $350. Well, the numbers that meter read was approximately at least 500 times more than the government says is safe. 500 times. Well, I don't feel them. So that's where we just turn away, because if I did something that was poking me in the side, I would say I'm not going to stop it. I will stop. But it wasn't poking me. So without a meter, I wouldn't even know it. But when our lives are falling apart, we don't connect many of these things that are creating the outcomes. So it's just about common sense. It's not living in a cave. It's not being neurotic. It's not running from everything. It's just rearranging some of your life to be better. And I'm fortunate that meter has read, at the closer I got to my house in Apison, the less the numbers were, and I am gifted that I live 17 minutes away.
So you were just doing this in your car, windows up, and driving down the road.
Absolutely.
Yeah. What would have happened if you would have, say, stopped off at Trader Joe's, stood in the parking lot, and did it?
I don't know. I'm going to do more of this kind of thing, but I know it would not go down on Gumbel Road. Yeah. Gumbel Road,
I didn't know if maybe it would go up.
And it could go up. Yeah, it could go up. So it's kind of things to think about, not to be frozen about. Just think about and put it in your game plan for just tweaking, managing your life. Mm-hmm. Because, I drink a tequila. Is that healthy? Probably not. But I also eat the broccoli and I eat fish and I do the supplements. I'm not saying I'm going to do one good thing to balance one bad, but it is a recipe for life, and we need to have our own recipe for that.
One last thing I wanted to say, tickets are going to go fast for the Chattanooga Fitness Expo. We have less than a space for 400 people. Once they're gone, they're gone. And I anticipate this event selling out a couple of weeks in advance. So it's only right at 4 weeks away. So folks, ChattanoogaFitnessExpo.com to get your tickets.
And, Dr. Green and I usually have at least a small blurb about places to eat. I want to put a plug on where I eat every Sunday, and it is Countryside Restaurant. And Marlene, actually the lady who owns the lab, lab that we have every Tuesday at Nutrition World for all the lab testing and the last Friday of the month. I love her food. It is, when she can get local, she does, but it's the old country kind of foods. You can pick plenty of unhealthy and you can pick plenty of healthy foods, but they have a selection that is incredible for their vegetables.
Is that in Ottawa?
Yeah, it's way up there on
Snow Hill Road.
Yeah, off Snow Hill Road. It takes me about 15 minutes to get there from here.
And you eat there weekly?
Every Sunday at 11 o'clock, I'm up there. Wow. And I just love and look forward to it every single weekend.
That's the kind of place you get at early or you don't get in, isn't it?
Bingo, exactly. And I don't like to wait. So, all right. Well, it is time to take a break. When we come back, we'll have a few words of wisdom that I can create, hopefully, and more to come as we continue. For Sean Whitfield, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages.
Listen up, Chattanooga. Coming Saturday, June 4th, to the Embassy Suites at Hamilton Place will be the Chattanooga Fitness Expo, presented by Vascular Institute. Bodybuilding and fitness at its best. This is an event that will showcase in competition the best bodies in fitness and bodybuilding. Brought to you by Optimize You, Vascular Institute, and Goals Gym. For tickets and more information, go to ChattanoogaFitnessExpo.com, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalford Road and I-75.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Corder each Saturday at 9 a.m. for On the Move Radio, presented by Carter Heating and Air on 98.1 The Lake, a radio show about all things Chattanooga, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
You run your air conditioning one day and the heat the next. If your heating and air unit stops working, call Carter Heating and Air, 423-899-1500, or find them online at carterhvac.com.
Hi, I'm Sean Whitfield.
And I'm Mandy Livingston.
Join us every Saturday morning at 8 for Your Home Radio, presented by Medicare Misty on 98.1 The Lake.
Featuring a variety of topics for your home.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
The Vascular Institute of Chattanooga is the area's only comprehensive endovascular vascular specialty center dedicated to critical limb disease with a special focus on amputation prevention. The staff of experts provides complete medical assessment, therapies, and procedures with on-site surgical interventions if needed. Appointments and new patients are now being accepted at the Vascular Institute of Chattanooga. For more information, visit Vascular Institute of Chattanooga.
NASCAR is cranking it up, and Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr will get you right in the middle of it. Tune in Mondays at 6 p.m. for Racing Talk Radio, presented by Vascular Institute on Rock 105, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
Optimize You Chattanooga is a hormone optimization and recovery center that specializes in hormone replacement therapy for both males and females. If you are suffering from mood swings, fatigue, low libido, or weight gain, then your hormone levels might be low. We offer in-house lab panels as well as testosterone, progesterone, estradiol, and peptide therapies. We are currently accepting new patients. Know your levels, because normal is not optimal. For more information, check us out at OptimizeYouChattanooga.com.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. I am Ed Jones, and normally Dr. Green has a spiritual moment, but he's off, and I have something I'll love to always talk about, which is kind of the ancient Stoics, the Marcus Aurelius, and the people who we have such good documentation of. How did they live their life to the extent that they did? And this one was written this past week. I really appreciate it. We tend to think how much we read is proof we're making progress. We like to show off our library. We listen to audiobooks on 2x or 3x speed. We think less is more, quality over quantity, not with books. We think because reading is a good thing, wouldn't more be better? Far from it. Not all reading is created equal. Epictetus said, I cannot call somebody hardworking knowing only that they read. Even if all night long is added, I cannot say it, not until I know the focus of the energy. To be a great reader, it is not enough that you read. It's how you read. It's not about reading to impress people for the mental gymnastics. It's not about pouring inputs into your brain. It's about getting better. It's about filtering what gets into your brain. It's about finding useful knowledge, knowledge you can use in your actual life. And it's about putting the information up to test, examining it, seeing how it applies to your life, and asking yourself how you might use it, what it's prompting you to think. And you know, Sean, I won't say I'm an avid reader because I don't have a lot of time, but I have, and by no means setting any good example here, but I realized about 20 years ago how I followed that path of, I want to have almost bragging rights, like a bench press. I read 4 books last week. Well, I have learned so clearly, at least in my mind, I can't utilize information unless I listen or read a book 3 times. 3 times, because the second time I see things that I didn't see the first. The third time it actually sinks in, where that next day I can use that useful, wise information to reprogram myself to maybe act different, think different. Because there's too many people who read books like they do movies. I saw, you know, a bunch of movies a few years ago. Did they really make a change in your life? No, but there have been movies that have in my life, but I generally have seen them 10 times. Because that's what it takes to sink into the chemistry and to the platform of our emotions, our genetics, and our platforms within that really create our future. So I love the fact that they've spoke about the books and how to read, not just to read.
Do you ever listen to audiobooks?
All the time. I go to Panera every single Sunday from 7 to 10:30, and all I do at that moment is reserved for my audiobooks. And I do it through my headphones. I don't want anyone bothering me, so the headphones tell people that leave Ed Jones alone.
So for 3.5 hours?
Always. Wow. Every single Sunday, because it's the only time I can carve out.
I would say after 3.5 hours you've been in there, surely somebody's wanting to interrupt you.
They always do. But I'm very pleasant. Now we'll give them 5 minutes if they need it. Yeah. In fact, Randy Webb was in there last Sunday, and I said, hey, he knew that I didn't want to talk, so I tucked the headphones off. I was like, hey, how you doing? Come over, you know. And we talked for 5 minutes, and then, you know, I ended and move on. Nothing unkind about that. I do it in a very tactful manner.
Yeah.
I got to make a comment real quickly about COVID. You know, numbers are certainly way down. People's fears are way down. I don't understand why people are continuing to mask up, because, again, it's being proven more and more that the masks are far more useless than they certainly first thought they were. And secondly, is the mask, if it does do anything, it protects the other person, not you. So why are you going to the gym every morning, like I see about six people, and using a mask? But data from Walgreens, which I love this, data from Walgreens COVID tracker now has fully revealed that those people who had the jab are far more tested positive for COVID than the unjabbed. That's from the COVID records from Walgreens. That's probably done more than anyone in this country. So don't think that getting the vaccine is going to prevent you from getting it. It isn't doing that. In fact, the reason that more people are getting it with it is because the immune suppression could be part of the reason that's weakening the system that should fight it. So a lot of not good common sense has gone around with this whole topic, but we're all thrilled, all happy to know that people are suffering less. The world is running at a very good pace, actually. Inflation is going to rear its ugly head, but it had to. You cannot give away tons of money free without a payday coming down the pike.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
And there was a great study I got to talk real quick about. Magnesium was put to the test for moderate depression, and within 2 weeks was comparable to the leading SSRIs, which are the pharmaceutical drugs. 250 milligrams for 6 weeks. And this was the first randomized trial that talked and looked into this magnesium. Magnesium also is the one nutrient that can maybe minimize some of the EMF, electromagnetic fields, I spoke about earlier. So I'm highly encouraging that. On my podcast, The Holistic Navigator, I have a whole segment on magnesium that I just really love, and it has so many other purposes. So TheHolisticNavigator.com. Well, guess what? That does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial 98.1 The Lake from the Vascular Institute studio. We thank you for listening. We'll be back here again next Sunday morning for a radio show that's all about your healthy living. For Dr. Christopher Green from CHI Memorial, I'm Ed Jones from Nutrition World. Have a healthy and safe day, and continue to join us on the truth-seeking train. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake with Ed Jones and Dr. Christopher Green. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, is a production of Whitfield Media Group. Join us next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. and have a great weekend.